Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to mortgage protection, trust Zurich. Get the advice you need from a financial broker today.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, a former officer in the Irish Guards has faced criticism on social media after he defended using the term Mick during the Platinum Jubilee Trooping the Colour ceremony in London today. Jamie Lothar Pinkerton, who served in the British Army until 1998, was speaking as part of the BBC coverage of the celebrations. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
It was a great Mick cocktail, if I can put it like that. The Micks have this fantastic mix of Guards discipline and pursuit of excellence with that Irish irrational 10th, if I can quote Lawrence of Arabia, which makes it the best regiment on the planet. I would say that.
It's slightly predictable, I have to say, yes. I should as well explain, you said a few minutes ago, Jamie, that Irish Guards were affectionately known as the Micks, and some people watching might think, well, that's not an altogether nice term, but it's worth underlining that is what you Irish Guards call yourselves.
It's what we call ourselves, and actually it's been a nickname for so long that any connotations there may or may not have been have worn off.
Well, they are marching with pride and with style today.
So, have any negative connotations worn off? Well, we're joined now by Senator Gerard Crockwell, who served in the Royal Irish Rangers Regiment of the British Army, and he's also in London at the moment for the Platinum Jubilee celebrations as he's part of the Royal British Legion. You're very welcome, Gerard, to the programme this evening. What do you think? Is the term Mick or the Mick offensive?
Absolutely not. I'm actually shocked that anybody would try and make mileage out of the term of the Micks. The Micks have been known since the 1900s as the Irish Guards, a very proud regiment, a regiment drawn from both north and south of the Irish border since its foundation, a regiment with a proud tradition. So many battle honours going through the First and Second World War, I can't begin to imagine. I'm here as a member of the Royal British Legion because I believe in extending the hand of friendship right across the two islands. If we don't do that, we'll never see any form of reconciliation between us. But I'm shocked somebody is making a big song and dance out of this.
Well, we've had lots of contacts from different people on the programme today so far saying they find it very offensive. People who are living in the UK who say that if they were called a Mick, referred to as such, they would find it very offensive. Casual racism.
Oh, God almighty, tonight. We used to find being called a paddy casual racism. And I was called a paddy more often than I care to think of when I came here as a boy of 16. I have never taken offence at being called a paddy. My friends who are
really?
Most people have never taken offence at being called a jock, or sorry, a tap. Or my Scottish friends have never taken offence and been called a jock. It's just the name of the way we called one another. And by the way, the Micks are proud of their term, the Micks.
Can I ask Paddy a question there? Senator Paddy, you might think you're extending the hand of friendship, but maybe as an Irish senator, you're validating ignorant racist views by saying that stuff.
Ah, listen here to me. I mean, I fully understand where you're coming from, Cormac. And, you know, that's not an uncommon position taken by some with political views of their own. I don't have
what
political
does that mean?
Views. I mean, there are those on the Republican side of Ireland who believe the term paddy or the term Mick, because it suits their political reasons, call it racism. It's not racist.
So you're saying only Republicans are offended by the term paddy, is it?
You're backing me into a corner now.
I don't understand. It seems to me that you're saying that because you're not offended by it, or that the Irish Guards are not offended by the term mix, which has been used since the 1800s, that nobody else should be offended. Is that it?
Listen, if the regiment are proud of the term mix, who am I or anybody else to call them out and say it's racist? It's there for so long, nobody can remember how it actually came about. And these guys today did, not only the regiment proud, but a lot of them on parade today were good, solid Irish people from north and south of the border who are proud of the regiment they serve. And I'm sorry they're not serving in the Irish Defence Forces. We're losing 400 and 500 a year to the British Army.
George, you're not alone in your view. You're certainly not alone. Plenty of people disagree with you as well. I'll just give you a taste of some of what we're getting in on the text line to 51551. One person says the reference to the Irish Guards as the mix is not intended as a term of abuse. Quite the contrary, the mix is understood by all in the British Armed Forces and those associated with them as a term of endearment, says Bernard. Endearment indeed. Stephanie in Kilkenny says the term mix is a derogatory term, no question, no different to the Yanks, the Paddies, the Taffies, etc. It reduces a people and a culture. Cultural reduction, labelling and stereotyping. Another person says it's definitely an ethnic slur. Another person says it's not a term of endearment. Rather, the mix has its origin from the term Mick Barrett's, a pejorative term for Irish nationalists. This was subsequently shortened to mix and for a time bestowed on all Irishmen and then on members of the Irish Guards. Michael Barrett was a member of the IRB and the last man to be publicly hanged in England for his questionable conviction or involvement in the Clerkenwell explosion of 1867. That comes from a very well-informed Andrew O'Rourke. We also have a Twitter poll running, which is entirely unscientific but is yielding interesting results nonetheless. And thus far, of 153 people who have voted on this, 62% think it is offensive.
Can I ask Senator Crockwell, you don't even have to take the term in isolation, but the comments that were made by the ex-British Army officer to explain what he called the quote-unquote Mick cocktail. He said it also included that Irish irrational temperament. I mean, what the hell does that mean? I can't laughing.
I cannot speak for the former officer of the Irish Guards. I can only speak for the people I know in Dublin who are former Micks, who are proud of the name Micks, who are proud of their service. Look, I mean, I think it's just absolutely horrendous that we now boil everything down to an analysis of whether it is a derogatory term or not. I have never, ever, ever met a member of the Irish Guards who didn't want to be called a Mick, and surely the people to adjudicate on whether or not this is a derogatory term are the people who are subjected to
it. But also the Irish people in the UK. I think I got that wrong. Maybe it's my irrational temperament. It was the irrational tense. the quote was, I misheard it. But there's an important point here. It's, yeah, fair enough. If the Irish Guards are happy with the term, fair enough. But the national broadcaster in the UK to use that term in relation to Irish, when so many Irish people used to in the past and still do in many cases suffer discrimination in the UK as something lesser, that cannot be condoned, surely, Senator.
Well, let me put it this way to you, Cormac. I came over here when I was a boy of 16. Indeed, I was younger than 16 when I arrived here. And the best people I ever worked for were the British. Scottish, Welsh, English, it didn't matter. They were great. The worst I ever came across were those who were Irish, who had made it up the ladder a little bit ahead of where I was. And I think you'll find many Irish people are of the same view. We have to stop being so sensitive to terms of endearment.
I don't know, Gerard. I don't know. Can you say that, like, whatever about this particular regiment, perhaps accepting this as a term of endearment, I don't think you can say that being called a paddy, if you're an Irish person living in the UK, or being called a Mick or whatever, is a term of endearment. I think it is often used, and I think most people would accept it's often used as a pejorative term to other you and to put you down.
Listen, I'd be the first person to agree with you. These terms can be used as some form of a put-down. But being honest about it, today the Irish Guards celebrated for them what was a tremendous day.
Okay. Well, Gerard, we really do appreciate. We appreciate you joining us and giving us your views, which, as I said, many people do also agree with. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your time over there in London. That's Senator Gerard Crockwell.